Weekly check-in with Matthew Jones of Olympus Legal. Appreciate you taking a few minutes to join us. How are you, Matt?
I'm great. How are you doing, Tom?
Doing well. Doing well. Great topic that you've uncovered. It's important for folks to just listen here for a while, because this is like the cutting edge of analytics. And we're seeing it, I don't want to say infringe upon our lives, but that's sort of where this topic is headed, because, the zeal and zest to help players and help the organization track players' progress, their work ethic in the off season. What are they doing? What are they eating? What are they putting in their bodies now? What are they doing overnight? What are their sleep patterns like? But how much is too much? And privacy issues come into play. And, unions and all that. This is kind of where we're going. It's called the Ready Band device, little rubbery watch-like thing. Players are asked to wear it around their necks. Not yet, but it's out there. And Matthew, give us an idea of, it sounds like a great tool, but, it's also that. And at the moment, players have to agree to wear it.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. It's a fascinating that this is coming out of the MLB, which is very into their statistics. A lot of their decisions are made by statistics. But like you said, this MLB and teams in general are starting to use technology, and especially wearable technology, to track a lot of their players, I don't want to say movements, but kind of their daily activities. And they're doing this in the privacy of the player's own home. So they're taking these Ready Band devices home, they're wearing them while they sleep, and then they are using that information to, what they say, determine the effect of sleep on performance and to try to enhance the performance of their players. But where it really gets kind of into a gray ethical area is when this information being collected starts making or helping to make decisions regarding contracts and salaries and whether you're going to play one player over another. And the question really becomes, to what extent do employees, do baseball players in this case, owe this kind of information to their employers? And where does the line drawn, and where do we cross that line?
Right. It's interesting. The Ready Band is manufactured by a Vancouver-based company. Their name for it, the name of the company is Fatigue Science, which is interesting. But they say, quote, the only scientifically validated tool for measuring the impact of sleep on human performance. And basically, Ready Band watches you while you sleep, which is fine. But Ready Band will also tell the employer when you're sleeping, what time you're going to sleep, all these other areas where, and I get it, if you're given, if you're giving people hundreds of millions of dollars in a guaranteed deal, you have a right to assume and expect through drug testing and so forth that they're giving you everything they have and the best of it. This is a whole other thing. And we see these, what are those things that people wear on their wrists now? Fit bods or fit wrist or whatever it's called. But that's okay. That's personal. You're choosing to monitor yourself. This is a whole nother world. And at the moment, some of the Seattle Mariners players are doing it, but it's a voluntary thing. This is a slippery slope, isn't it? I mean, really slippery.
It's very slippery. And I think as Americans and as baseball players, and specifically, we expect some kind of testing on our bodies that directly relate to our physical performance on the field. I mean, no one would argue that a physical is going to be something that shouldn't be done on a baseball player. But again, we're getting into a line where we're not necessarily measuring the direct qualifications or the direct statistics of someone on the field. We're measuring things in their personal life, like their sleep habits. The article that I was reading talked about how, we have these wearable technology that tracks everything, but what's the next step? Do we start requiring DNA tests? And DNA tests can show you whether a player can heal faster than another player, or has a propensity to do alcohol or drugs or things of that nature. It talked about a program that MLB uses that allows players, at the game they play, that helps them identify pitches coming out of a pitcher's hand and determine how quickly they can do that. At what point are they measuring the cognitive function of these players and using that, again, in contract negotiations and in decision-making. And, again, like you said, where is that gray line? Is it something that all employers can start doing? Legally, there's not a lot of protections under the law. And, you know, so the players are really at a disadvantage, and employees in general are kind of at a disadvantage when it comes to this kind of testing and the request to voluntarily participate in it.
Right, and it's kind of a buyer beware, or in this case, you know, union reps and players beware. Minor leaguers don't have a union. That's an area that you could imagine maybe MLB could sort of quietly push this. And I'm not, you know, I'm not saying that, oh, there's a big conspiracy, but if you're an employer and you're developing talent and you can find a way to better analyze that talent, and it's somewhat invasive, well, so be it. If you can do that and you can, you know, find a way to digitize it and put it into some results that are consistent and readable and interpretable, Major League Baseball players have a little bit better insulation because they have a union, but that's kind of where this is going. This is going to become something. I think the CBA expires in the next year or so for baseball. It's in the next little while, and not that it's going to be put out there as a must, but, I mean, it is certainly attractive, and if you're a young player and you want to get better and you're all above board, you know, you'd think, well, this there's no – what's the concern, right?
Absolutely, and one of the concerns, we're talking about the minor league players in general, but they don't have a union. They don't have that protection. It is all voluntary. But one of the things that we don't think about is baseball players are under contract to teams for, you know, several years. So it's not as easy as just simply saying, I don't want to participate in this, I'll go somewhere else, which most employees would have the opportunity to do.
Mm-hmm.
Major league teams control players' contracts for a good portion of their career. And if you deny or withhold your consent to participate in this testing, you're essentially hurting your career. So the teams and MLB really have a lot of power in this situation. So this voluntary, you know, nature of the consent is really questionable because you've got a party that has all the bargaining power kind of dictating what needs to happen in these situations.
Yeah,
it's a really slippery slope.
Right, and really, you know, behind a presentation of benefit for the player, And the organization may be all about benefiting the player, but the player has to beware because you're giving up rights, you know, privacies and all that kind of stuff. And it's a really, really interesting thing to watch. What do you think is the next step on this? Because as you know, just being around, you know, living day to day, seeing what's going on in our society, these things usually don't go back. When there's an opportunity to gain more knowledge and monitor, you know, performance and thought process and all that, eventually it's going to work its way into the system somehow. So who should be on notice here as far as, you know, you don't want to get in the way of something that's going to progress a young player's career, if it's going to make you a better hitter, make you a better pitcher, whatever, but you just got to be aware of this.
Absolutely, and we think a lot about, you know, there are laws that protect our health information, you know, protect our privacy.
Exactly.
We talked a little bit about HIPAA and the ADA. Unfortunately, there, in terms of the MLB and what they're doing right now, there's a lot of ways around that law and those laws. You know, there's some arguments that these testing doesn't really apply. So I think what really needs to be done in terms of Major League Baseball, and you talked about the collective bargaining agreement coming up, and, you know, we're talking about the NFL and how the collective bargaining agreement can definitely affect players' rights, but
yeah,
it's something backwards. In fact, it's getting better, and it's enhancing our lives, but it's really creating some slippery slopes. And you know, we can put watches on our wrists now that can relay information to our healthcare providers about you know, our blood sugar level and things of that nature. So it's not going backwards, but it's something in the immediate future for baseball players they're going to need to address in the CBA. You know, in terms of the future for you know, Utahns and employees in general, I think it's something that, as this technology keeps progressing, is probably going to have to start being regulated, either at the state or federal level, to ensure that employers aren't overstepping their bounds and requiring employees to do things that are not legal or shouldn't be done.
It's a great point because, you know, these things have a way of sort of floating into the workplace in general. And if an employer, and, you know, in most places you're not having a union that has your back. And an employer may say, we want to hire you and you need a job and you want to work, but you got to wear this ready band so we can, you know, help you be a better employee. Well, you got to be aware of that. And there's no, you know, Major League Baseball Players Union watching over you.
Exactly right. And, you know, we're in a world where, you know, every keystroke can be logged, every, you know, employees can watch you very closely at work. But we got to be careful that doesn't spill over to our personal lives, because we do have a expectation of privacy in our own homes. And but like you said, it's all about getting more efficient. And, you know, you don't want a situation where they're asking you to put on an Apple Watch or a Fitbit and making sure you're exercising, because that can lower their health insurance. There's things of that nature. And I don't think it's something that's immediate concern, but it's something that as technology gets more and more advanced, is something that I think will have to be addressed.
It's great stuff. This is a great topic because it's going to come up more and more now as our listeners have been alerted to it. They'll hear, you know, bits and pieces about this kind of technology and not only how it affects professional athletes, but also, you know, everyday workers in the workplace. Tell us what's going on. We are clearly in the dog days of summer, a little earlier than we thought, but how are you helping Utahns at Olympus Legal, Matt?
I'm helping them in a number of ways, but especially right now, since we're in the summer, there's a lot of traveling on the road. You know, I did a blog post the other day about how this part of the summer is some of the most deadly for car accidents. A lot of people are involved in car accidents just because of the sheer number of Utah drivers on the road. You know, if you're involved in an accident, please call me. Let me see what I can do to help you out and help you get any benefits that you're entitled to. Help you get healthy. That's the main thing. We want to make sure you get all the medical care you need so we can get you back up on your feet and get you healthy so we can get you back, you know, into your life and doing what you need to do. But again, any questions, any concerns with a car accident, please give me a call. I'm more than happy to help you out.
Yeah, and that's important too. Either side of the accident, if you're, you know, if you think that you've caused it, or if you have any legal questions where you feel like that you're, you know, you're exposed legally, Matt, you can help them, right? I mean, there's a lot of different ways that Olympus Legal can help somebody in that situation.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we can help you in whatever part of the accident you're on, whether it's your fault or someone else's fault. You know, I recommend not waiting. It just creates more problems. And even though it's a small accident and you don't think anything's going to happen, it's amazing how these things can crop up, you know, a year or two down the line after you've completely forgotten about it. So get in and get some legal advice. Come see me. We'll get you protected or get the benefits you deserve, and we'll help you out in that situation.
OlympusLegal.com, Matthew Jones. And this is the amazing thing. We talk frequently because we're preparing segments and so forth, but he answers the phone, 801-707-7999. Again, it's 801-707-7999. Matthew Jones with Olympus Legal. Give him a call. He's a good guy. He'll talk sports. He'll talk about the Ready Band. and you can have a great conversation, and of course, he'll help you out as well. Matthew, I look forward to talking to you next week. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you, Tom.